I'm in. Thank you, Brian. Want to remind you all that as we've done with our previous services, we're going to record this one. Give a thumbs down if you object to that for any reason, and that's fine, and we won't, but otherwise we'll record and make this available to folks as we go. Our opening worship song is the Taizé worship song. This has been recorded by Brian already, Sing Praises. The tune is simple and you probably recognize it from previous services. I'll share my screen and the audio. And if we stay muted, we can sing along as loudly as we like.
All you peoples, sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises, all you people. Sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises, all you. All you people, sing praises to the Lord. Omnes gentes, laudate Dominum. Laudate omnes gentes, laudate Dominum. Laudate omnes gentes. Sing praises, all ye people. Sing praises to the Lord. Sing praises, all you people. Sing praises to the
continue our worship with the Litany of Penitence. I invite you first to some extended moments of silent prayer. using the litany on the screen and praying together. Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Have mercy on us, Lord. We have not heeded your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, Lord. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. We confess to you, Lord, our self-indulgent appetites and ways and our exploitation of other people. We confess to you, Lord, our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. We confess to you, Lord, our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts and our dishonesty in daily life and work. We confess to you, Lord, our negligence in prayer and worship and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. We confess to you, Lord. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Accept our repentance, Lord, for all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt from those who differ from us. Accept our repentance, Lord, for our waste and pollution of your creation and our lack of concern for those who come after us. Accept our repentance, Lord. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Favorably hear us, for your mercy is great. Accomplish in us the work of your salvation, that we may show forth your glory in the world. By the cross and passion of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection. Now we proclaim this assurance of pardon that we have promised to us through Scripture. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you.
Lord is near. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near. In the Lord I'll be ever thankful. In the Lord I will rejoice. Look to God, do not be afraid. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near.
Our first scripture reading comes from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 through 12. This is Isaiah 58, verses 1 through 12. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day, they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They asked of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day, and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose? A day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's take just a moment now to reflect on God's word to us. The second reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, and verses 16 through 21. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you do fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Again, we'll offer us some moments of silence for prayerful reflection. Dear people of God, the first Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and it became the custom of the church to prepare for them by a season of penitence and fasting. This season of Lent provided a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when those who, because of notorious sins, had been separated from the body of the faithful were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and restored to the fellowship of the church. Thereby, the whole congregation was put in mind of the message of pardon and absolution set forth in the gospel of our Savior and of the need which all Christians continually have to renew our repentance and faith. I invite us, therefore, in the name of God, to the observance of a holy Lent, by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word, and to make a right beginning of repentance, and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now kneel, whether with our knees or in our hearts, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker and our Redeemer. This is the part of the service where you would come forward. So I'll invite you to remain in a spirit of prayer, and I will pretend that you're each coming forward Zoom rectangle by Zoom rectangle. So I'll still say the same words over you. And when you hear your name, you can feel free to either cross yourself on the forehead or just have your hands out to receive however you prefer. And I'll say these words over us. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Brian, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Lizzie, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Paul, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Karen, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Rich, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Akash, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Corinne, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Anne, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Jeff, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Sandy, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Ken, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Wendy, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Tammy, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Hope, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Trixie, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Juliet, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Maggie, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Billy, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Emily, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Andy, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Anne, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Emily McKay, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Barb, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Linda, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Marion, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Lee, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Julie, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Taylor, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And may I also remember that I am dust, and to dust I shall return. And to anyone who may be off screen or watching this service later, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes, whether we've used literal ones or symbolic ones or imaginary ones, grant that this blessing and this remembrance may help us to know our mortality and be to us a sign of our penitence, that we may remember that it is only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Now, our closing hymn is What Wondrous Love Is This?
what wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear a dreadful curse for my soul?
Before I pronounce the final blessing, I want to just invite your prayers and petitions and thanksgivings, and especially any hopes or intentions you might have for Lent. Let's have a communal time of prayer now. Of course, you can remain silent in your praying if you wish. You can also feel free to unmute and pray out loud so that we can have that time praying together. And then I'll close us with a blessing. Now, friends in Jesus, may the God of reconciliation bless you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ keep you. May the power of the Holy Spirit strengthen you this day and forevermore. Amen. Blessings, everybody.
Thank you.
God bless.